Hey there. Are you tired of waiting for the next episode of It's Probably Not Aliens? Well, we've got some good news for you. On Nebula, our streaming service, you can get access to all our episodes a week early. That's right. You'll never have to wait again to hear Scott and I debunk the latest ancient astronaut theory or get a movie fact wrong. But that's not all. Nebula is home to dozens of content creators we know you like, so you can find all your favorites in one place. Plus, we post content on there that you won't find anywhere else. And the best part? By signing up for Nebula at nebula.tv/probablynotaliens, you're directly supporting the show and both of us. So don't wait any longer. Join Nebula today and listen to the next episode right after this one.
It feels like we just did this 5 months ago or something.
I know.
Are we going to like do like a 2 shows a year where we do Christmas and Christmas in July?
No, we'll just actually get this up by Christmas this
yeah.
time,
okay.
Which is your job, or just post it in July. I don't really give a shit. I just need to be in more Probs Not Aliens episodes because yes. I'm currently only in one. And I know you invited me to be on the one you recorded earlier, but I had to put this together.
We'll do a proper one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I just have to be in more.
Yeah.
Because I'm a one-off guest and I'm like your number one fan.
I know. It's true. That's on us.
Ugh. Yeah. So just start this whole thing with a layer of guilt and then I'll get started.
Perfect.
Thanks, Mom. Merry Christmas.
The year is 7023. Humanity has admittedly had a rough go of it. Last Christmas, a shape-shifting alien from Earth, disguising itself as Santa, wreaked havoc on the X Intellectual Conference at the X Convention Center in X City. Nobody is sure how it got there, but everyone knows it was stopped by two brave heroes, Derek Von Eriken and Indianapolis Dave. Interestingly enough, those two just came back from Earth, and stories of their time there have been wildly published, getting more interest in the pale gray dot. General Michael Ivan Cochran is the head of the Martian military, which accounts for 60% of the Martian annual budget to protect from extraterrestrial threats. That will show up any day now. MIC, as he's known, has reason to suspect that there are actually aliens on Earth, and even scarier, giant aliens, and even scarier, underwater giant aliens. Around the end of the year, they assemble some sort of alien instrument with various pieces placed around a giant tree. Now, this could be a community sharing of gifts for a winter holiday, or it could be an alien super weapon meant to destroy all of Mars. The only way to be safe is to send a small strike team of two heroes back to Earth to steal the pieces of this super weapon before all of Mars can be destroyed. And who better than the heroes who saved last Christmas and also entirely coincidentally went to Earth around the same time? This is It's Probably Not Aliens, Protocol Atlantis.
Ooh. We're going edgy in our second one.
Welcome, everyone.
Hey.
Welcome to the second annual question mark?
Technically.
Christmas special for It's Probably Not Aliens. This is very fun. We did one last year and we're doing it again.
Yeah, big note from last year or last time is that last year, because when we recorded the episode that came out in July, it was actually December.
Yes.
The game that we were playing was done by a company that had a different reputation than it does now.
Yeah.
There has not been OGL crises or the attempt to use historically horrible, like anti-labor thugs to basically harass people who got sent the wrong box of cards. So we decided that we're
changing
switching
up our
systems.
Game system.
Yeah.
Yes. And wait, sorry. So you don't want anyone who's associated with the Pinkertons on the podcast?
Oh no.
No.
I can find another
hustle?
DM for you. I needed the work in college.
Mm-hmm.
I needed a job.
Makes
so
sense.
I broke up labor unions.
As you do.
Aw, yuts.
Yeah.
That's all right.
So
you should just do something normal, like sell cigarettes to children, like a decent person.
So proper introductions. My name is Scott. I know nothing, not even really how to play this game system, which is Monster of the Week. We're playing Monster of the Week. I'm excited and I don't really know what I'm doing, but it's going to be lots of fun.
Here's what we're doing is that I'm going to explain the rules for everyone listening who might not be familiar with Monster of the Week, and everyone who's playing in the game will also hear it, but Scott doesn't need to. Because because
I do know the rule, obviously.
Yeah, you know the rules.
And we'll introduce you in just a second, but we got also the other guy who's here most of the time.
Yeah, I'm Tristan Johnson, the player of Derek Von Eriken, and I have played The Sprawl, which is basically the same game, but it's cyberpunk. And I also read the book, so hopefully I'm pretty excited for this one.
Yeah.
Here's the good news, everyone. Monster of the Week is a very simple system. We're going to be rolling 2d6 instead of a d20. I don't really roll any dice as the game master. And it's very ad-lib, fun, friendly kind of stuff. The jokes are made up and the points don't matter.
That's right. And who are you and what is your name?
Oh, I'm Phil, also known as Tulok the Barbarian. You might know me for some of my Elden Ring videos, because those did a lot better this year than the D&D stuff did. And I am also moving away from D&D slowly. But, you know, it's hard to transition when you've built your livelihood around basically a corporate product. And so maybe don't do that, gamers. Maybe
don't do that. Hey, you're speaking to someone who for like 10 years talked about Marvel movies. So, and suddenly, out of nowhere, who could have suspected it? They're not doing good right now. So,
yeah, I heard they're in shambles.
I wish there was a video I could watch about that, because I have to assume, based off of the other videos I've seen, it's because there are girls now.
Yeah, there are girls in
girls into Marvel movies. Gross.
That's for the guys.
It's definitely not because they like produced 10 times the amount of content after their big cataclysm event, and then the writers all went on strike because they were being treated horribly.
It was something else totally different. It's because of girls.
Something totally different. Probably a girl. There's probably a girl now.
Yeah.
That's sarcasm. People don't know me as a guest, so let me clarify. I don't want this to be like that thing where you discover a new content creator and then you get four videos in and they're like, and then the woke map came for Pikachu, and you're like, anyway,
huge red flag.
We are in the future.
Yes.
This is
a sequel
to
our previous Slave the Saints.
Slaves of the Saints. If you haven't listened to it.
It's like the 71st century or 71st century. Yeah.
We're in the year 7023 now. And as you're heading back to Earth, of course, the unenthused chimp motorboat organization has no more ships to fly to Earth. Mm. After last year's endeavor, all their chimps are gone.
All the chimps are gone.
Thankfully, the Generative Pilot Travel Agency, or GPT, has created an AI pilot that gets to its destination almost half the time.
Perfect.
Captain Alice is sitting in the captain's chair with plasticky smooth skin that seems to be lit from every angle at the same time. All seven of her fingers on each of her hands are on the steering wheel, and her eyes are filling up more than the top half of her head, focusing on the space in front of her, but also staring directly into the souls of our heroes. They're bumping around back and forth in the cabin. What do? As they approach the Earth.
Is there gravity?
Yeah, there's like an artificial gravity whatever device on the ship.
Okay. Well, I am definitely just signing pages, because definitely the sequel to my book, Sleigh Bells of the Gods, with two question marks.
Oh, is that a big question now?
I remember your editor was thinking, do we need an exclamation point in between those two question marks? And you said, no. Let's be more subtle about it.
Yeah, well, they said that I could only use 25% exclamation. The text of it could only be 25% exclamation marks. And I used all of them in the text, so I couldn't put it in the title.
That's good. And I didn't introduce my character, but I'm playing, once again, Indianapolis Dave, a real life Indiana Jones, some could say.
Other people have described
as a real life Indiana Jones. And I don't correct them. And I think I'm like, I've got these maps. I'm like going through and being like, this could be a place of interest. This, and how about this? And have you seen this one? And I'm trying to show it to Derek and try and get his approval, because like he's my sort of mentor. And I'm just like, well, what do you think about this? And how about that? And I really just look up to Derek so much, but I'm also like trying to be cooler than him a little bit. So I'm like, I'm brushing my goatee, getting all the lines straight. I just want to look cool and good.
Yeah. Look over the map. This is a dangerous mission. Could be very risky financially, but also physically.
Mm.
So it's
Yeah.
You know, actually, come to think of it, what's your sharp, Derek?
+1.
+1. Okay. I'm still a little D&D brain, so I'm still doing like passive checks. +1, you would know that risky financially, you're being backed by the great general MIC, and the Martian military has quite a bit of money. So as far as financial risk goes,
I'm talking about making content out of it afterwards.
Oh, sure.
That makes sense. Yeah.
We never know whether or not a book. I don't know if I can fit more question marks on the cover of this book.
Now, usually we're going to find underwater aliens. That's what I think we're going to do, right?
That's typically where they live, yes.
I've got my trusty whip at my side. Does a whip work underwater? Does it still make the crack sound underwater? That's the most important part for me.
We can make it make a crack. We can
figure
it out.
I like that idea.
Just add speakers to it that makes a cracking sound when you float.
Perfect.
The ship lurches forward and stops suddenly. Alice stands up, her head turns around before the rest of her body does. Hey, we have a landing. Is so now, and we're here.
Thank you, Alice.
You always, Alice, what I appreciate about you is that you always say words.
That is true, and in a way. And so as far as to when you go to there, be how it's now here. And if outside, and those are Herzog Twin Peaks, and you look outside and you have crashed into one of two mountainous spires kind of sticking out of some brackish brown water that has become Earth's ocean. Earth's ocean has become a brackish brown water.
A perfect landing yet again.
Yeah, just like my recent book. She helped with the book.
Oh, she helped with the book?
I can fill in many writing, and when so as far to as make content and it go faster and for creator and advantage with how do.
Perfect.
Yeah, now that you say that, it really does feel like she's captured your voice.
It's true. I mean, I assume she is a native English speaker. It is my third language, so I just assume that she's correct.
Needless to say, ship and how when going back out, not good now, but maybe good and for in future, and how I work, but maybe you do mission and then ship go out.
That
ship
sounds, Ellis, what would we do without you? That sounds like the perfect plan.
You're funny. We're dating?
Oh, I think so. Ooh, sure.
My.
I don't know. The only thing that I'm dating is adventure.
And when Carbon is dating, those are words that happen next to each other. I've found in and how.
Yeah, we're going to leave you on the ship, I think.
We're not dating.
What's it called?
Yeah, I want to head out.
Yeah. The hatch opens up and you see, the landing was not great.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as though someone told Alice that she needed to land, but she didn't really figure out what that meant beyond the ship is on the surface.
Yep.
So didn't really slow down. Kind of just smacked on into the Herzog Twin Peaks, of course.
Mm-hmm.
There is a kind of a tube sticking out of the water, though, with a little bubble going over the top of it.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't remember in my research learning about oceans having tubes.
You could investigate a mystery, read a bad situation. I think those would be the two. So those are moves. Player moves in Monster of the Week are how you do things. If you want to know how your character would react to things, and you can get pieces of information, or you can affect the world in some way.
Yeah. I would like to investigate this tube with the bubble.
Absolutely. So you're going to roll
like to have
2d6, and then, okay, so you want to help out Derek.
Yeah. I'll try to see if I can find anything in my books that I keep my bibliography on me at all times.
Of course.
Perfect. And that bibliography is just like a list of books that you put somewhere no one will ever see them, right? Topical reference, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to resolve your help out check first. So what you're doing is you're going to be rolling with your cool. There are stats in Monster of the Week. Cool, charm, tough, sharp, and weird are the major stats. So you're going to be rolling plus your cool. 2d6.
Cool. All right. First roll. Good numbers.
Oh, those are not good numbers. That is a 4.
A 4. So that's a failure, which means you get 1 experience point.
Yay!
That's another fun thing. You get experience when you fail, which encourages you to try things that would be in character, but maybe your character would be bad at. However, you offer no assistance as you sort of just get distracted by the labyrinthian writing style that you and Alice have come up with together. Sentences go on for pages at a time.
As it's part here where it says, as a language model, I can't comment on whether or not this object can do this.
Yeah, it's really great. And so now we'll go on and we'll resolve Indianapolis's investigate a mystery. So you're going to roll plus your sharp, 2d6.
Oh, that's very good. I got I rolled 10 and my sharp is plus 2. So I got 12.
12. Perfect. So you can ask, actually with an advance on a 12, I think we are going to do the advances because they're fun. I don't think we're actually supposed to, but they're fun. So we're going to.
I don't know.
You can ask the keeper, me.
Okay.
Any question you want about what is happening here, and I'll just give you the lore drop.
Oh, neat. I want to know, number one, like, is it just one question?
Yeah. Or you can ask one of two questions for investigate a mystery, which are, your options are, what happened here?
Yeah.
What sort of creature is it? What can it do? What can hurt it? Where did it go? What was it going to do? And what is being concealed here? Obviously, some of those are specific to if there is a monster.
Yeah.
You also get hold two, which I think means something, bonuses
hold,
later.
A hold is referring to how many of them you get to do.
Okay. I think I just want to ask the most generic sort of question of like, what is this thing that we're seeing? This tube with the bubble on it?
Absolutely. So this tube has sort of a pseudo jelly pod covering.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you would be capable of going through it.
Okay. Without being harmed, I assume.
Without being harmed. This is probably the entrance to a society that is underwater and maybe would be a supply of oxygen. Maybe that's why there's a permeable barrier above, almost like a snorkel.
That makes sense.
You can also hold the hold means that you can hang on to the question and get it answered later too.
Yes. So okay. You can save it
I
for
have
later.
An ability. My character has an ability where as soon as I see a creature, I can immediately ask a question. I can immediately ask one of the investigate mystery questions with, I don't know what that necessarily means, but so I don't necessarily need to hold anything, but, how far away is this thing? Can we easily get to it?
You landed really close to it.
Perfect.
Alice did a great job of bringing you to where you need to go, just didn't do it in a way that was safe for the ship. It's one of those things where it's like, she's helpful maybe getting you started, but isn't an ideal way to move forward.
Well, I'm an adventurer by heart, so I'm going to rush to it. I want to grab Derek. And we're going to rush to it. And I'm going to say, adventure is before us. As my bird clock goes off.
I'm like putting each of my books in a Ziploc bag before we go in.
Get them nice and sealed. Nice airtight seal. Speaking of, are you breaking that airtight seal and going through the little bubble thing?
Oh, I am. 100%. I'm going in.
Yeah. You go through. A little bit of condensation has kind of formed at the top, so it's a little bit slippery as you go in first, and then the further you go down, more and more condensation has sort of pooled up until you're sort of on a little slide with water kind of pushing you down, rushing on either side of you. And you're just heading down pretty fast through the darkness.
Excellent. Yeah, I want to be clear that I definitely dove in head first. Like, I dove into this thing.
Sure. Yeah, there wasn't a lifeguard there to tell you you could.
No. And I wouldn't
know. I'm not crossing my arms over my chest at all.
Yeah, that's why you get your friend to distract them so you can go down face first. And you might break your nose at the bottom like I did when I was 11, but it's fun. Until you do that, it's really fun.
It's
I've
really
never broken
fun.
A bone. That's a lie. I don't know why I'm trying to get clout for breaking my nose when I was 11.
I broke my nose at a water park. No big deal.
Yeah, that's so cool. This guy's fucking like risky or whatever. It's cool. Okay. So you are whisked down. Eventually the darkness breaks and things are lit with kind of this
hazy, bluish light, as though light were pouring down through an ocean.
Oh.
Below you, you see a city stretching out before you, a sprawl of urbanness.
Okay.
One might say. Not a single line of light around these buildings, but pale little dots of red, green, and white around trim the outside of the buildings. In the center of the city, it's the biggest tree you've ever seen, towering 6.5 feet tall, or that's like 2 meters Canadian.
Yeah,
I did try and Google all of my measurements to convert them.
That's amazing. We don't have trees on Mars, do we?
No. Elon Musk, the 73rd, made them illegal so that he could sell us oxygen machines.
Oh, wow. This is the biggest tree I've ever seen. I don't think trees come any bigger than this one.
Yeah. No,
that's
in the center of town with a bunch of tiny boxes surrounding it.
This is the weapon.
This is the weapon. And as Elon Musk, the 73rd, said, trees are a threat to all, to bottom lines everywhere.
And look at how that tree is pointed. It's pointed up. And you
up
know what's
is where
up?
We are.
That's where we are. That's Mars is up.
A Vimana could come by and take this and it could cause a problem.
That's exactly my thought. Anybody could trigger this thing and Mars is done for and we got to stop it. Yes. Is there anybody
we're
around?
We're soldiers now. We're tactical.
You're still sliding down this glass.
Oh, I'm still
tube,
sliding. Okay.
Until you land on top of a very tall building. You can see in front of you, there's a sign. You're seeing the back of it. Derek can read. I think we've established Indianapolis cannot read.
I can't read. Correct.
But Derek can read, correct?
Theoretically, he can, yes.
Okay. So you're able to see that this is Saint
His grasp
Elsewhere.
On English, maybe not so much, but...
It says Saint Elsewhere. At the
Saint
top.
Elsewhere.
This is probably one of the taller buildings. There are a few, maybe a little bit taller, kind of around you. It's almost at the surface of the water. It's sort of scraping, not a sky, but scraping at the surface. You're in a giant glass domed bubble surrounding this thing. So as you are dumped out from this tube, you splash, but you can breathe. There is oxygen.
Whoa. How do we go back up? Kind of want to ride that again.
That was fun, right?
Yeah.
But that's not what we're here for. We're here for adventure and escapades and danger.
We're here to stop a weapon from destroying Mars?
Yes.
This tree will destroy profit margins across the oxygen economy. We need to stop it before stock markets collapse everywhere.
And that's what they want, whoever they is.
I will say, Derek's question of how do we get back up, maybe not a bad one if you would want to read a bad situation or investigate a mystery.
Sure.
On that.
I'll try and think what would be a better one. Probably read a bad situation is more of like the urgent kind of in the chaos thing. So
let's see.
It does have good answers for you though, because one of them is what's the best way out.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. So it's sharp either way, right?
Yes.
All right, so I got an 8.
Eight. Okay. So which would you like to do? Investigate a mystery or read a bad situation?
I'm going to read a bad situation. It feels closer to what we're going for.
So the options for you and for our folks at home are what's my best way in? What's my best way out? Are there any dangers we haven't noticed? What's the biggest threat? What's most vulnerable to me? And what's the best way to protect the victims?
Yeah, I'll say what's my best way out.
What's the best way out? You see there is another tube that seems to be sort of sucking in something. And you would assume that that is probably to get monoxide. What do we exhale that's bad so we don't suffocate?
Dioxide. Carbon dioxide.
Yeah, that one. I always forget if it's look, I went to a fake film school. I was so smart in high school, and then I wasted my college at a fake film school the government shut down for being fraudulent. That is true. That is not for clout.
University grad.
No, Art Institutes International grad. Thank you.
This makes sense because one of the reasons Earth collapsed and we could no longer live here anymore is because it was dangerously low on carbon dioxide. We tried to fix it, but it just wouldn't work out.
Yeah. We tried pumping so much into the air.
It's true. It just wasn't enough.
You realize that the suction on this is strong enough, and it seems like there's kind of like guardrails around it to say like, don't come near this because you just get sucked and pooped back out above the water.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So we're on the top of one of these surf scrapers.
Surf scrapers.
Exactly.
Saint Elsewhere. Now that's a name I probably should remember. I feel like that is a significant term.
Saint Elsewhere. As a person, know that, but I don't. My character doesn't.
Yeah.
Is there anyone around with us? Does the city look busy? Or
so as you look around, you can see like tiny people kind of running around down on the street. You are smart enough to know they're just far away.
Yeah.
You
don't. They're not actually small.
Really small. You have object purpose.
Whoa, the water has condensed their bones.
There is like a door, like kind of like a little outcropping that would probably lead to a stairwell nearby you. But as you look around, you sort of see these kind of vaporous machines that are producing a very, very purely white snow. Last time you were on Earth, you were on the surface and all the snow was kind of gray and brown and mucky. This looks very clean and kind of festive.
This snow is weird. It's not the color. I'm used to this time of year being all beige, but this is very white, red, and green. It's very strange with the lights and the snow.
A little too strange. I'm suspicious.
Getting ominous vibes from this. Yeah.
This is true. Earth never had white snow. That is
preposterous.
Yeah.
I've heard good things about the yellow snow, but
yes, they used to call them snow cones. You would
delicious.
Yeah. Delicious.
Yeah, I would like to head down. I mean, adventure calls. I want to head down to the streets and
sure. So you're going to head into the stairwell?
Yeah, I would love to. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. You head in. You've seen stairs.
I've seen them.
You go down some stairs. As you do, you start to hear kind of like a beep, 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 and kind of the mumblings and mutterings of people.
Okay.
Are you trying to be sneaky or are you trying to just, are you Calabunga?
I think I am trying to be a little sneaky because we've spotted this weapon, this big weapon, and I don't want to alert anyone into accidentally into firing it off thinking that we've caught them off guard or anything. So I want to be stealthy about it.
It's a tactical mission. We're like in our tactical armor.
Yeah.
Or something.
You know, looking around this, I'm looking at the Monster of the Week playbook. I don't really see anything for stealth. So we're going to go for act under pressure. I think that's the best one.
Yeah, that's
perfect.
That is exactly what it is. Yeah.
Pretty great generic check in Monster of the Week. It is just, what do you want to do? Roll plus you're cool. Hopefully it works.
All right. Here we go. I would like to take these stairs as fast but as stealthily as I can. So light steps but as fast as I could go, because I feel like we're under pressure.
So both of us are just pressure. If I'm following along with him.
Yeah, I think both of you. I think both of you. We'll make it a group check. We'll make it collective.
Okay. Not good. I rolled a 4 and my cool is 1, so I got 5.
Well, that means you get 1 experience and you fail.
Yep. I got a 7.
7. That's also not great. You're going to get a worse outcome, hard choice, or price to pay. So you are kind of going down these stairs as quickly as possible after just coming off the water slide, and all of your clothes are wet.
Yep.
And you're kind of
sloshing around,
little ASMR for everybody. Indianapolis, you slip, tumble down some stairs. Door to the stairwell opens, and you see an alien. It looks human, but it's shorter than it should be. Around 5.5 feet tall. Now, keep in mind, average height on Mars with lower gravity has made the average height around 6.5 feet tall, or around 2 meters for our Canadian folks.
Now, I have a special...
Ask if it likes the Beatles or the Stones.
Now, I have a special ability called Cryptid Sighting, where whenever I see a new type of creature, I may immediately ask one of the investigate a mystery questions.
Absolutely.
I feel like I'm going to ask is, what sort of creature is this?
This is an Earthling.
What?
Specifically an Atlantan. You immediately can suss out
real.
A few things.
I knew they were real.
Yeah. His face looks flush. His eyes don't have the standard great Martian circles underneath them from malnourishment. It looks like his blood flow is like good.
Wow.
Yeah.
One of those creatures from the lost city of Atlanta.
That's it.
Howdy there. Oh, you're a big fella. You okay there?
I'm here to stop you from destroying Mars. My accent changed there. I apologize.
Oh, no. I don't know what to do about this. I don't think you're supposed to be out of... Are you from the psych wing? Did you maybe leave your room?
I am Indianapolis Dave. I didn't almost forget my name just now.
I am Indianapolis Dave.
And I am here to stop you from destroying the benevolent civilization of Mars as captained by Elon Musk the 73rd.
Right. Okay. Why don't I help you up? And he looks up at you, Derek. Are you with him? Are you together?
You probably recognize me. I'm Derek von Eriken,
the smartest man supreme in alive. Yes.
It's true. All dead.
Yeah.
The smartest man in alive or dead?
Smartest man in alive or dead.
This is true. Okay. Alice all wrote right. that line.
I'm going to go get an orderly because we're having a special treat day for you two in the cafeteria. So why don't you stay here and then there'll be cake in the cafeteria when I go get an orderly.
Okay.
Final creature tempting us with treats. I see through your lies.
No. No temptation. Hold on right here. And then he walks away. You're orderly. We need probably a couple. These are the biggest folks I've ever seen.
Is there a chance that this could be considered a bad situation that I could read?
I'd say so.
Yeah. Could I ask what might be the biggest, I either want to ask what the biggest threat is or maybe what's vulnerable. I guess maybe what's the best way out of this particular stairwell or this particular
roll best sharp way first. Out, probably just keep going down and then maybe get off on a floor somewhere.
Cool. Let's just keep going. I'm just going to book it. Hold on.
How many floors are you going down?
I mean, my ultimate goal is to try and reach the street level for the tree. But if we're just if we're being chased right now, we should probably try to elude people. Or at least if I feel like we're about to be chased, I should try to elude people. I think I'm going to go down. What I would like to do is use my whip and like maybe grab onto a railing and like slide down and like try and get a couple floors down quicker than walking down the stairs. And like,
That's a big act under pressure.
It sure is.
And I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it to be very cool.
All right, rolling cool.
Or I'm ready for you to break your leg and then I don't really know how to keep the adventure going.
All right, I got it's cool, right? I got a 7. So I think that barely...
A 7, yes. That will work.
Excellent.
So you jump down, whip up, and like drop down. So this is the spiraling staircase that's going around in like kind of a square.
Yeah.
I've decided, and not just what I thought before, which was just like one goes up, one goes down, and there's like the smallest. It's not that at all. It's one of those circular ones where there's a big pit in the middle.
That's what I was picturing. So yeah.
You can do a cool like Captain America Civil War move where you're like jumping down the stairs, a reference we all remember.
Yes.
The classic scene. Now, here's the thing. Because you rolled a 7, there's a worse outcome, hard choice, or price to pay.
Okay.
So you jump down and it's very cool. You swing down and let go of your whip and land like 4 floors down without taking any hit. But the whip is still tied up to the railing. Whip's about 5 floors above you.
No.
Oh, no.
My best friend. So your hard choice. Are you going to go back for that whip or are you going to keep running?
That whip is my best friend. But I feel like I got to keep going. How far is, I got to know if Derek is following me in any capacity.
Derek, what's your method for escape here?
Derek is following behind, trying to get to the same place, but taking the stairs. But as I go down, I'm going to try to open every door and like leave it ajar so that they don't know which one we went in.
Oh, that's cool.
So how many jars did you bring with you?
No jars, unfortunately.
Leaving it a jar. Oh, gosh. We're having fun here today.
This door is a jar.
We'll go.
Twist it off I keep trying to twist it open. It's not working.
Is this a manipulate someone? Are you trying to trick them?
Yeah, no. Trying to trick them into thinking that we went another way.
I guess you are trying to trick someone, but manipulate someone is more specifically for a conversational thing. So we'll just make this an act under pressure plus cool.
Sure. Plus cool. That is a five.
Five.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
That's another experience.
That's
a failure.
That's another experience point, which is great. That means, you know,
level up like 10 times this one adventure.
Exactly. Yeah, you start doing that, but it doesn't take long to get an orderly at a hospital. So this janitor comes in and he's with a slightly taller woman who's like, you know, 5'9". And they're barreling down on you. Oh, one of them jumped. He had a whip. Why does he have a weapon? Okay, we gotta, and they're gonna try and kind of grab you up, Derek.
Can I Fusro Da them back with like
with a little magic?
Yeah,
absolutely. Use that Martian magic. Roll plus weird.
Fusro Da. That's a 9.
A 9. So your effect works. But there's a little bit of a glitch on this. So a glitch is something that is a little negative of an effect.
Yeah, so let's see. My choice, I get to choose a thing. So I get to, I would say like this is kind of like inflict harm, but I don't really want to hurt them. I guess it's the closest.
One thing beyond human limitations, just to do like a boost roll.
Yelling somebody back. Yeah.
Yeah. So you like full on like cartoon shout them back. They fly back. The door slams open and alarms start going off in the hospital. You have attracted immediate unwelcome attention.
This is not good.
Dave, you are running down the hallway. Are you going to try and hide somewhere? Are you going to try and just book it out, like jump out a window? What would you like to do?
Yeah, I think wherever I've landed, I'm kind of distraught by the fact that I've lost my whip, my best friend, and I'm not going to keep running further, especially now that the alarms have gone off. I don't know if I can make it all the way down. So whatever floor I've landed at, I want to go in to that floor and sort of, I guess the first thing I want to do is, I guess I would try to find another escape outside of these stairs, the stairwell.
Sure. You're heading down a hallway. There's a bunch of rooms that are open as you head down the hallway. There's like a reception desk where there's a person sitting kind of typing away on a keyboard. And there is a window, but you don't know how high up you are right now.
Okay.
Oh, also it's got like those like X things on it that, you know, like, you know, that's wire mesh that would kind of mess you up if you tried to jump out of it. Believe it or not, the hospital has windows. They don't want people jumping.
They don't want people to jump out of there. That's fair. So there's a reception desk, you said.
Yes. With a person actively working there, and then there's several other rooms you could maybe try and duck into, or you could just run down the hall further and see if you can find like another stairwell or something.
Okay. And the alarms are still going off, obviously, throughout this whole place. I think I'm going to just try and duck into a room.
All right. We're going to act under pressure again.
All right. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Oh, that's very good. That's cool. So yeah. I rolled a 9 plus 1 cool. That's 10.
You just do what you set out to do. You dive into a room. There's a patient who seems to be asleep, and you're able to kind of get underneath their gurney and hide out, as it were. All right, Derek, you are being kind of grabbed. You've fustradad the orderly and the janitor away, but now there is a bunch more people chasing you.
Okay.
How are you doing? What are we doing? What would you like to do?
I think I'm going to try to look for a path of egress and try to see if I can get myself away from the people. So I guess I'd like to read the bad situation.
Let's do it.
Okay. That's a 7.
A 7. Okay. That is a hold one. So what do you want to know? What's your best way in? What's your best way out? Dangers you haven't noticed. Best way out. Best way out would probably be just continuing straight down the stairs.
Okay. Because they're probably going to leave. My character is old, but I will keep trying to navigate the stairs. Going down.
Here's the thing. You are leaving a bunch of water behind you because you are soaking wet. So everybody's kind of stumbling over each other to catch up with you and slipping on the water. You're like, okay, you need to put up a wet floor sign. I'm not the one who made the floor wet. I didn't mop the stairs. We don't really mop the stairs. That's not safe.
As you barrel down and you're able to make it to the first floor and kind of get out onto the street.
That's enough. Well, there's my exercise for the quarter. Where did that compromised young man go?
Speaking of the compromised.
Sprightly young 74-year-old man.
Yeah,
sprightly
young 74-year-old. I'm slightly younger than you.
Yeah, like, honestly, like, the last adventure you were in Indianapolis, Dave, it was, like, a little bit, like, it's kind of sad that we're still making him do these, right? Like, it doesn't seem like he's having fun doing this.
I don't know if he
like,
wants these anymore.
Only consolidate. You consoled yourself when we got back by smoking weed and crashing airplanes.
Yes. So you're heading out. Doctor comes in. Talking to a nurse. Yeah, no, my son's getting the last piece he needs. It's a little dangerous, but it's something he's really excited about. The Martians will rue the day they messed with him. Yeah, no, it's gonna be great. He's gonna love it.
Is there any way, what can I do? I'm trying to think of a role I can make. Yeah, investigate a mystery, but I don't
know. Well, I guess tell me what you're trying to do, and I'll tell you what I want you to roll.
It sounds like the person I'm hiding under is the son that they're talking about, and I want to know what this like last piece is.
Sure.
Is that fair?
Let's do an investigate a mystery.
Like what happened here?
Sort of like errant small talk between the doctor and the nurse. It doesn't seem like it's directed towards the patient.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. You still want me to roll?
Yes.
All right.
Roll eavesdrop.
And this is sharp. Mm-hmm. So that's, I rolled a 4, but my sharp is 2. So that's only 6 though. 6.
Okay. That's on a read a bad situation or investigate a mystery. I guess it doesn't matter because you failed.
I failed.
Yes.
It was for, I was trying to investigate. Yeah.
So as this is happening, out of the doctor's pocket falls a brown leather square thing.
Okay.
And as you open it up, you're able to see this is his wallet. And inside his wallet, you find his address.
Okay.
But the doctor leaves and the other orderly leaves. And it seems like this is maybe the time to make a break for it.
Cool. I'm out. I hop up.
Yeah.
And I want to maybe like peek out, see if there's any way for me to escape.
It's pretty chaotic.
Yeah.
Which is, it's chaotic because they're looking for you, but the chaos does sort of help you kind of make your way out without detection.
Yeah. I like it.
And you bump into Derek down on the street.
Oh, you made it. I knew you would do it.
Without great sacrifice.
How are we? Which way is the weapon?
I don't know if we can do anything without my whip. Love that thing like a son or daughter.
Listen, the whip was inside you the whole time.
I don't think I can swing from things naturally without it, but I think I sort of see what you're saying. Hey, I found this guy's wallet.
Ellis told me that your whip is the friends we made along the way.
Ellis says a lot of things that sound profound if you don't look into them a little further. I was in a doctor's office and I found this. He dropped what I think is a wallet. Can we open it up and rummage through it?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do some investigation.
Straight for the cash.
You take out a bunch of green paper.
That's so weird.
He should be
red paper.
Well, I mean, you know, on Mars, it is all cryptocurrency.
Yeah,
this is true. You're sort of paid in a destruction of Mars.
Yeah.
You know, so you have like one registered destruction of a square acre.
Yeah.
Of Mars that can get you like some orange juice or.
And that's pretty
whatever.
Good.
This is like paper.
I got
this
one that paper. Says I own a picture of a cat.
Yes, true. Those are also very valuable. The cat is burning down.
You don't own the picture of the cat, do you? You own the way to get to the picture of the cat.
You own the receipt of the picture of the cat and creating the receipt burned down an acre of Mars.
Yeah,
exactly.
So I rolled investigate a mystery on this wallet. I want to rummage through it, see if there's anything that would.
Yeah.
I mean, it's if the small talk that I overheard, if there's any additional information about what the thing is, the last piece is. I got a 7 plus my sharp, which is a 2. So I got a 9.
Okay, great. What would you like to know? What is being concealed here? What was it going to do?
Where did it go? Who can hurt it? So you're looking for some information about this thing.
About this piece. This whatever. I don't know if there's like a business card or something or a note or what have you.
Find a receipt.
Oh.
It's a gift receipt. And it says, Bucky Barnassus, Death Laser Gun, 1495.
This must have been the year it was built. 1495. This has been, this weapon has been here for ages, and they're just now discovering how to point it and shoot it up to Mars.
It must have been, we are close to where Christopher Columbus was. This must have been his death ray.
The weapon that he discovered. He discovered a lot of stuff, and it wasn't anyone else. It was he who discovered it.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
And he used this to defeat the Mayans, if I remember correctly.
Whoa. All right.
And you do have the address of this doctor as well from the driver's license.
From the driver's license.
Yes.
And that does that feel like something I should follow up on? Try to find this address?
That's up to you. Do you want us? Are you interested in a Bucky Barnassus death laser gun?
I mean, a little bit.
I mean, kind of. Okay. Yeah, a little bit.
So since a 7 through a 9 is a mixed success, you do find that receipt. But what you miss is, as you're trying to find this address, you're pretty good at navigating. You don't really see the Cineplexes, you know, like you're not like trying to see a movie or anything.
No.
So you're kind of not paying attention to that, or the poster that says Bucky Barnassus, space hero, with the tagline, "The Martians will rue the day they messed with us."
Mm-hmm. Okay. Missed that completely. I'm focused on this address.
You're focused on finding the address.
Where's the yellow pages so we can find map of the city?
There's these weird like boxes sticking out of the ground that have like a hard plastic hook on them.
Interesting.
And hanging from them is a yellow book that you can use to kind of look for different.
I was trying to remember for
tell
a second.
You the address.
I was like, do Americans actually have yellow pages? I can't remember if that's a Canadian thing.
We used to. I think we still do.
We might.
My son plays with them.
Laid out pretty well, and you're able to find the house you're looking for. It's larger than most of them on the block. There isn't snow on the ground here. It's all been pushed off to the side to make a nice paved path. I don't know how they're doing this.
Why would they drop snow from the sky only to move it out of the way? This is truly a perplexing alien civilization.
Yeah. Who knows?
It looks like most of the lights are off, but there is one light on the second floor, and you see a very small Atlan boy looking down at you as you approach the house.
That giant will defeat us all. Okay, so we need to break into this house and retrieve this ancient artifact so that we can save the laser gun. Use it to destroy the weapon in town.
So there's a laser gun that is not the big weapon, and we're going to take the laser gun and use it to beat this big weapon in the middle of town.
Yeah, the big weapon is the tree. It's designed to destroy the oxygen market.
Yes.
By giving us free air.
So we need to shoot it with a laser.
Yeah. Elon Musk, the 77, said that it was a communism is when you get free air.
That's right. And we can't have that. And that's no good.
No. And all the air. So, I mean, Elon Musk, the 73rd, what happened was the tree companies were like, hey, you're saying some really hateful shit on your platform, and we don't want to advertise on you anymore. Yeah. And Elon, the 73rd, was like, that's what socialism is.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't give me money.
Our planet may be red, but we are not.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. We are red, white, and blue.
Get to see it. Yeah.
So I'm going to try to see if I can find a safe way to break into this house that won't like be conspicuous on the streets.
Sure. The king is already looking at you as you approach the house.
This boy. So if maybe I can, you know, we've got the wallet. What if we just say that we wanted to come in and drop the wallet off?
That is a way we could do it. Yeah. Or we could convince him that we are the doctor.
I don't. That's the kind of D&D bullshit that is some D&D bullshit the week will not let you do. Yeah, that's true.
We're trying to return this wallet.
Oh,
that works for me.
Well, I'm home alone right now, so I shouldn't talk to strangers. Can you just?
Oh, that's why we're wet.
Can you leave it on the front step?
No, it appears that there was there's damage involved, and I think that I'm a government regulator, and we are going to need to resolve this mismatched. None of the cryptocurrencies in this wallet seem to be functioning properly. I cannot trace any what environmental damage has gone through.
I'm going to need you to manipulate someone with this.
All right. Yeah,
it feels like you're kind of spinning your wheels, but I'm going to give you the out.
Now, here's a fun behind the scenes for our characters that we've built. Out of the five sort of traits, yes, both Derek and Indianapolis have a charm of zero. So
that's not that you could have minus two.
We could have negative one. That's true. Or negative whatever.
I got seven.
A seven. Okay. So that means with the charm, that means they'll comply, but only if you do something for them right now to show you mean it. If you ask too much, they'll tell you what, if anything, it would take for them to do it. Okay. Okay. If you're from the government, then wait, what's the name on the wallet?
The name
Let's start
is,
with that.
Can I read the name?
Yeah. So if you look at the name is Dr. Mackenzie Cully.
Dr. Mackenzie Cully.
Okay. Well, that's right. How much money is in the wallet?
I do not know. This currency is...
It's weird.
We can't see any environmental destruction linked to it, so I don't exactly know what it's worth.
It's this many, and we can just hold up the
yeah,
dollars.
Just like flail it. Yeah.
It's like this many.
Are you holding up all the money, or did you pocket some of it?
Definitely pocketed
I did
most
not.
Of it.
Yeah.
Did you?
Derek pocketed some.
Did you pocket some of the money?
Of course not. I would
How
never
would you
do
even
that. I'm
know
a successful
it's not
author.
Your wallet,
I'm Derek
kid.
Von Eriken. If you remember me, I am a famous author of investigating mysteries about alien. I mean,
you're an author. I thought you were from the government.
I can have a side hustle.
Why would you need a side hustle? Why wouldn't you just get paid what you need to live from your job that contributes to the society?
Oh, no, you can make you are a young child. You don't understand. You can't make a living unless you have at least 12 jobs.
That doesn't make sense. Why does it? No.
Currently, right now, I've got a drop shipping business happening while we're having this conversation.
A drop ship?
I actually need to pick somebody up at the corner and drive them somewhere after this is done.
Wait, what? Why are you driving? Why is it the bus driver just driving? Why aren't you just getting on the train? Do you drive the train?
Oh, no. Everybody, you take... Okay. Oh, my gosh. I have to explain
things to
each
other. I don't know what's happening here. This seems very suspect, and I don't like it.
This is complicated.
You take the underground tunnel. You take the Hyperloop.
With your personal vehicle.
With your personal car. And then you drive it to wherever you need to go.
Personal
car? Wait 6 hours in the line, and... Yeah.
Are you a dignitary?
Everybody has their own vehicle, because
Why?
Public transit was banned by Elon Musk the 42nd.
Elon, the asshole from history?
You mean
that
the
must
founder?
Be an endearing term down here.
Yeah. It's like
no, it means like the thing that poop comes out of.
Yeah, so they must like those. Is what I'm sort of
We're
gathering.
Not into coprophilia here.
I didn't even know they pooped on this planet. That's new.
Young
just,
child,
like, writes that down.
You yourself are an asshole. I'm as I try to show respect.
Yes, thank right. you, young asshole.
I'm going to call my dad.
Oh, no.
Because I'm home alone right now.
Listen, we don't want to enter into any sort of libertarian situation about household defense. So how about this? We give you the wallet plus a percentage of the money that was in the wallet. And you hand over
as a finder's fee.
Okay,
so
and you hand over
the
death laser.
Is unreasonable. So here's what I need. I want a signed movie poster of Bucky Barnassus.
Is this your hero of this time?
Bucky Barnassus? Yeah, he's a hero.
He's the warlord who declared.
He's the one who protects Earth from the Martians.
Oh,
I see.
They'll rue the day they messed with him.
Oh, dear, this child is a genocidal maniac.
Maybe we need to find this Bucky Barnassus. And Bucky Barnassus is the one that operates this tree weapon. And if we stop him, we stop the destruction of Mars.
I'm going to like lean over to Indianapolis and be like, I don't think this person can be reasoned with. This person wants is calling out to a warlord. If we can take and find this Bucky Barnassus, we can assassinate him and end this entire planned invasion of our planet once and for all.
Yes, I think you're right. Thank you, young asshole, for the information.
Yes. Yeah,
may your asshole
dad.
Be strong.
I'm gonna call my dad. Are you leaving the wallet?
No.
Okay. I'm also going to call a criminal social worker. I'll call them first. They disappear into the house. What are we doing?
You should still get that laser thing, yes? I mean, I literally have a shotgun.
You have a shotgun?
Yeah. And a knife. It was one of the two things I could have.
My equipment that I could carry for my character was a bag of cameras and microphones and maps, blueprints, and building reports for significant places.
So in this fantasy world, you imagined being a content creator.
Yep.
You're like, cameras and microphones.
Cameras and microphones.
A ring light.
Yeah. Okay, so what is our plan here exactly? Because we now know that there's this, well, we came here for a weapon, we don't have it, but we have a lead on Bucky Barnassus, who if we kill him, maybe we'll stop the destruction of our plan.
Yeah, so we have to either kill Bucky Barnassus, which we could do by getting the laser gun, or we could either break into the house and deal with a hilarious succession of traps, or
potentially,
or we could just run for it and find another way to kill Bucky, to find Bucky Barnassus and kill him, or do what we were actually sent here to do, which was destroy the tree.
Well, I feel like the tree is too powerful. It's the biggest tree I've ever seen.
It's true.
You can't just shoot it with a shotgun. I think this laser might be our best bet. Maybe we try and steal this laser from this
household. Laser is in the house, yeah.
Laser's in the house. So,
yeah, with the kid.
Home alone.
Steal the laser. Mm-hmm. Steal the laser. And then, break into the house, steal the laser, use it to kill Bucky Barnassus, destroy the tree, go home, become heroes, ride the water slide one more time, and then write a book about it.
That sounds like the perfect plan to me.
All right.
If you want to stay here, maybe we could split up. I'll go around back and maybe see if there's a back entrance away from where the kid might be looking from this window.
Let's try to find a way in. Let's try to see if we can find a way in that isn't locked or is at least the easiest to break into through.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Are you splitting up? Or are you going together? What are we doing?
Oh, definitely split up.
Definitely split up. It's classic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
I think I'm the joke looking for the situation.
We're both looking for the best way in, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have you read a bad situation.
Okay. Both of us?
Both of you.
Seven plus sharp is two. I got a nine.
Seven. Nine. That's pretty good. And a seven. That's also fine. Yeah. So with a nine, it's still just a hold one. So you get you succeed and you get to hold one for later. Best way in. Front door, right?
Okay.
Or a window.
Yeah, right now we've not really detected any. I don't think there's a reason why I'd be looking for any dangers. I think I'm just looking for the way in. So,
sure.
There's no way around back. It's just straight front door.
Straight front door. I mean, you could go around the back if you want, but if you want the best way in, just go through the front door.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go front door. That's fine.
You crack that open. And Tristan, you said you were splitting off.
Yeah, so I guess I will go around the back.
Yeah, there is also a back door.
Okay. I'll go and reach for the door handle and try to open the door.
Sure. Both of you successfully open your doors and are inside this house. The floor, these people are fucking obsessed with trees. The floor is trees.
Oh my God. Jesus.
There's a tree. It's the second biggest tree you've ever seen.
Yeah.
In the corner of the room. It's about 3 feet tall.
Oh my gosh.
1 meter Canadian. I like that I say that like currency. 1 meter Canadian.
Yeah, how do you translate feet to Canadian?
It's about up to your waist. There's a bunch of small boxes surrounding it. What would you like to do?
Is that the weapon? It's a smaller version of the weapon.
There's a box.
Do we both see it from our two vantage points?
You don't see it, Derek. This is just Indianapolis.
Gotcha. Cool. So there's boxes under the tree, right? Is what you said?
Yeah.
I'm looking for a piece of something. That's all I really know.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you keep a weapon if the tree in the center of the town is a weapon? This also feels like a weapon. So maybe I would look around the inside tree.
Sure. All right, let's go for what's the biggest threat from Read a Bad Situation, I think. You want to just use your hold one and get that?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
I would say the biggest threat you hear skittering around upstairs and as though something heavy were being moved upstairs.
Huh. Okay. Something heavy is being moved downstairs. If I sort of like whisper shout, could Derek hear me?
Yeah, you can pass that information around.
Yeah. That's what I want to do. I'm like, I hear something upstairs. Something's moving. That kid is a giant. I just know it. He's huge and he's threatening. Okay. Do you think he already has the weapon?
Of a shit.
You hold up your shotgun.
If only Joe Pesci had a shotgun. Joe Pesci.
I reach for where my whip would be, and then I get sad.
I imagine I came into the kitchen or something. Yeah.
Yeah. You come in through the kitchen.
There's a knife block in the kitchen.
there's a plate with a bunch of cookies on it. Some of them have been half torn in half, so someone just kind of ripped half of one. There's a little house made out of gingerbread that looks like a version of this house, so you can kind of see the layout since the roof hasn't been put out on it yet. Kind of get a feel for where you're gonna need to go. To your left, you see a closet door, and on that door, also made of wood, these people are fucking obsessed. Like, get over it. It's a tree. It says, do not open until Christmas. And paper on the door. What would you like to do?
And this is upstairs?
So this is where you are coming in. You see the
closet?
Kind of the gingerbread house with the layout of the house. So you can see it's a two-floor house. You can see where the stairs are. You get a pretty good layout of the place. And then you see the closet door with do not open until Christmas.
Am opening that closet door immediately. No thinking.
Inside, you see a gun. It's like about a handgun size. It's got curling, swirling, radiant lasers surrounding it. It's encased in more fucking trees.
Oh my god.
But like really thin trees. And the really thin trees on it is written Bucky Barnassus, Death Laser Gun.
I have it. Dave, I have it. You have it.
Yes, let's go.
All right. Forget whatever I was doing. Let's get out of here.
Dave, as you turn around, you're faced with a can swinging at your head. I'm going to need you to act under pressure or this is going to...
Do you remember the video that I think it was like Vsauce who did about this, where it showed that these things would have like caved in their skulls?
And they would have died several times.
Yeah.
Which is why I thought it would be funny if I made Macaulay Culkin Home Alone the monster for this game of Monster of the Week.
It's very good. I got a 4+1, that's 5.
Almost 1, that's 5. Great. You get an experience counter. You also take 2 harm as a can of paint swings into your head, knocking you to the floor. Now, Derek, as you exit the closet, the ground is shifting beneath your feet. It's almost as though a bunch of small rocks have been placed underneath you that would make it hard to stand. I will also need you to act under pressure to see if you can keep your footing.
Oh, no, not pressure. That's my worst. That is a 7.
7. Okay. So you're going to still take a little bit of harm. You're going to take 1 harm, but you're not going to take the 2 you would have as you kind of, you don't fall. You just hyperextend one of your legs to like keep your balance, and it hurts. And you see this small Athlin child decked out in battle gear.
He's got
a bright blue cape. He's got a blue mask covering his eyes. And he is holding a sword made out of pure light that is shaking like with a vroom, 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 vroom.
Oh, damn. Oh,
I'm definitely going to hold the gun at him and be like, stop.
Oh my god, it's the Bucky Barnassus Death Laser Ray.
I know. And if you do not do that, if you do not move aside and let us finish our mission, I will send you back to 1495.
What's that other gun?
Is this just a shotgun. It won't do anything.
This is just something from our planet. It's not as powerful as this one.
Oh. He comes at you and starts swinging with the light sword.
I shoot him.
As you pull the trigger with the death laser ray, it goes. And some lights kind of shine up on the side.
Sonic weapon.
Oh no.
And this kid's just swinging for your ankles. And we're going to have to kick some ass.
Could I do? Could I protect? Could I get up and protect? Or am I still on
there?
You can
get in there and try and protect.
I will try to get in there and protect Derek.
Roll plus tough.
All right. Oh, I have a -1 in tough. This is not going to go well. I'm protecting
you an adventurer?
I know.
No, people say that he's like an adventurer. He's like a modern day adventurer.
That's really, I'm not an adventurer. People tell me that I'm like an adventurer, you get and I don't correct
right
them.
Right at the start of every adventure you go on, and then they just fill it in with CGI.
All right, this is, if we're going to have any chance against this kid, I got to roll better. I got a 7, but because of my -1, I got a 6.
Yeah, that's a failure at an experience point.
All right.
You run in to try and help, but slip on the marbles and take 2 harm. Oh,
no. And I don't know if we've clarified, correct me if I'm wrong, but you can only take 7 harm, period.
Yeah, you're unstable now.
8 harm or more will kill a normal human. 4 harm, you are now serious and unstable. They're going to get worse unless treated. You've straight up you have a broken bone.
Okay.
You've broken your left arm, we'll say. You're right. We'll say you broke your left arm.
Yep.
Now, Derek, you're going to roll to kick some ass on this child?
Yeah, so rolled a 7.
A 7. Okay, 7 plus. You and whatever you're fighting inflict harm on each other. The amount of harm is based on the established dangers in the game. Yes, yada, yada, yada. So you didn't get a 10 plus. So you're going, the kid is swinging at you. And let's just take a pause for a moment. I'm not going to describe our heroes hitting a child. I don't think that's fun.
Yeah, I don't really like the idea that we're going to have to kill a child.
I'm not.
This is a family
Robert Downey Jr. in the hit film Due Date, where he just straight up strikes a child in the stomach and it's played for laughs.
I forgot about that.
It's so fucked up. It happened. It came out after like Iron Man 2, and there's just a movie where Robert Downey Jr. just gut punches a child.
No, but Zach Galifianakis is in it, so it's fun.
It's so goofy. Todd Phillips is a great director. Can't wait for Joker 2. So we're not going to describe that. Instead, it's going to be more so you kind of avoid getting hit by this toy lightsaber, and the kid slips and falls as well, leaving you room to get out, but you also take 2 harm there because you're dealing some harm to each other.
Okay.
But this is just more so you kind of shoved a kid off of you and then he tripped. Not our heroes never hit a child.
We're not hurting children.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're sort of hurting the concept of this child's will to fight against you.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. I would like to try and respond to that by, now that I have the gun, can I try to like bamf ourselves out of here?
Oh, with some sort of teleportation?
Like can I like try to create like a little like portal in the ground and like whoop, come through the others, come out through outside?
Sure. You're going to need Indianapolis Dave's help with this ritual. I'm going to have you both roll to use your weird to decide. All right,
so I'm just
going to
go. So I'm just going to be like, quick, we can escape. And I'm just like eyes just go black, like, so I don't know how he has follow along or whatever.
Yeah. I just need to add like a little effect because I missed that part the last time we did magic. So that's where you need one other person to help you cast. So we're both going to roll weird.
Gotcha.
You need to like pactify it.
Okay.
All right. So we both roll weird and we both have to pass to do it.
Okay, I did do good this time. I got a 9 plus my 1 weird. That's 10. I'm good.
Yeah, I got 7 plus 2, so that's 9 as well.
Okay, so it works imperfectly, but it is going to get you out. The only thing is, it has a problematic side effect. You teleport onto the roof of the house.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So you are outside, but this rooftop is covered in slick, icy snow.
Oh, shoot.
There's also a decorative, it's the same thing as the Nazca lines you saw on your last trip to Earth, but this time it's like sort of a statuesque version, and there's 8 of them stacked next to each other. They look like the reindeer that Santa had before they got murdered by the thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on the
throwback to
with
last
us.
Episode.
Yeah. So are we actively slipping, or are we just like, we can't
You're
move
not
without...
actively slipping, but you've got to be careful about how you want to get down here. So
is
what
there,
would you all like to do?
Can I like look around to see if there's a way down that's in any way safe, or a way down at all?
There is a rain gutter you could try and climb down.
Okay. You have a broken arm, so climbing might not be your strong suit.
But I only need one arm. Here's my thought. Does this roof that we're on have any of those? You described the red, white, and green lights that were on houses.
It does. It's lining the gutters.
It's lining the gutters.
A string of lights.
A string of lights. What is a string, if not a different kind of whip? And I only need one hand to use that. Could I safe as I can, make my way over to these lights?
Yep. Here's the thing. I'm going to need you to act under pressure.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. So okay. You can reroll the lowest die.
That's fun. All right. So I need a cool.
I don't know if that's a thing in Monster of the Week, but
it is today.
It is today.
Do I have to take the second roll?
Well, yeah. I mean, I would assume unless it's worse.
That's what I'm saying. It is worse.
Oh, no. If the first roll was better, you can stick with the first roll.
Okay. It wouldn't super matter because I did get really good either way. I rolled a 9 and my cool is 1. So that's a 10.
That's a 10. You nail it. You grab the Christmas lights, swing down, land on the ground safely in a pile of snow. And now
yes.
You have a Christmas whip.
Yeah.
That won't be lit up because it unplugged.
It did get unplugged. So. Yeah.
However, there are balls of glass on it that will explode when they hit things.
I've got it. My arm is complete again. That's a Sweeney Todd reference.
Yes. My favorite Christmas film.
Yeah, of course. Tim Burton's always doing Christmas stuff. It's great.
He did this stuff.
Sweeney Todd is a Christmas one, I think.
Okay, so Derek, are you climbing down the gutter or are you doing something cool?
I'm trying, again, in the sort of situation I'm in. He's this character's like in his 80s. So I think he's more going to go like he's going to hover. Like he's just like, whoa, like try to fly down. Yeah. Or like, okay. Yeah.
Roll plus weird.
That is a 8.
8. That'll work, but there's a glitch.
Yeah.
It has a short duration. So you're able to kind of float down mostly, but then you fall a little bit and you're going to take one harm.
Okay. After that, I think that's unstable. So I've got something broken now, too.
Both of you are injured on the ground, and then you hear. And you see a little 3 foot tall or 1 meter Canadian child pushing a giant. It's as tall as he is, but it's red. And Whoa. Then inside it are spurring, whirly blades that are pushing snow out of the side. But you can tell if you went in there, that wouldn't be white powder coming out the top. It'd be blood and guts.
That's so twisted.
He's pushing it towards you. What are you doing?
I mean, Scott, here you go.
Yeah, I feel like I landed okay. I didn't like fall down, right?
No.
So, but my buddy is on the ground, I imagine, because he hurt himself.
Yeah.
So I want to protect him. Okay. Maybe what I want to do, just for some flavor, potentially, I could either act under pressure or protect him, however you want to roll this. But what I would like to do is use my new whip to maybe like latch on to this snowplow and like yank it in another direction so that it's not coming towards us.
What's better, your cool or your tough?
My cool is way, it then is do way the better. Cool. All right. Acting under pressure with my new whip. That is 8 plus 1, 9.
9. Okay. So worst outcome, hard choice, or press pay. You're trying to get it away from Derek. You yes. successfully do. You pull and redirect this snowplow that this child Atlan is pushing.
Yeah.
But now it's pointing at you.
Oh, no.
But you are on your feet.
I am on my feet. So I will, I guess, just try and get out of the way and hope that I've given Derek enough time to get on his feet and also get out of the way.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. You're trying to outrun a child and the child is pushing a snowplow.
Yeah.
You can just run.
So I'll just run. And I just hope that Derek has enough time to get up and also run.
All right. Now, Derek, you're standing up. What did you like to do?
What's the kid doing now?
Kid's kind of pushing it towards Indianapolis.
All right, yeah, I'm going to take off.
Yeah.
Make sure I have the death ray and just kind of hobble
You're
off.
You're both able to head out, run down the street, and get away from this kid.
Oh, and we have the death ray, and I've got a new whip.
Yes. Now we
this
can.
This is another one for the books.
Yeah.
Alice is going to love this.
It's true. So now we have to figure out, do we either kill this warlord or do we go to like the tree?
Well, we've got
the warlord's weapon.
Yeah, we've got the warlord's weapon. I don't think the warlord is, I feel like he's defenseless. All we have to do is go to the tree and shoot it, as far as I understand. Yeah.
We take down the tree. Maybe we can find the warlord afterwards. If he's defenseless,
from
he can't.
Rebuilding another one. But I feel like this is precedent right now. This is the most important thing that we do is the
true.
Tree.
I'm like, lock and load. And I just got the gun.
Finding the tree is pretty easy. There's signs all over pointing to the world's largest Christmas tree in town square. And you get there and there are a lot of Atlans hanging out here. It is a bumping festival. There's music playing, this kind of sprightly bouncing melody. There's tons of lights. People are laughing as they surround this super weapon. It's chilling.
This is terrifying. They are celebrating the demise of our existence.
Yes, this is true. So that as we like, if we can get close enough to the tree,
mm-hmm.
I would just be like, this time earthlings will rue the day that they messed with Mars. And then I'll like shoot the gun into the tree.
Yeah. You shout this, you pull the trigger and it goes.
It must be out of ammunition.
Everyone kind of looks over at you as you're doing it. Oh, it's like the Bucky Barnassus movie. Oh, I forgot about the Christmas one. Yeah, it came out on the streamer. I didn't really have time to watch that one. I didn't think it was important.
Do I know what a movie is?
You know what movies are. Yeah.
All right. So it's not like Tristan. I get it. Okay. It's movie.
What? Did the weapon do anything? It didn't look like it did anything.
As you keep pulling the trigger, you notice the gun is getting hotter. Just as you keep kind of pulling the trigger and pulling the trigger and pulling the trigger.
Doesn't seem to be, it seems to be warming up. Maybe if I just keep firing it, it's like a charging thing.
Oh.
Just,
Why? It's weird that no one's trying to stop us from destroying their super weapon.
What's super weapon?
The biggest tree.
Yeah,
it's going to destroy Mars.
Did you come from St. Elsewhere's?
I mean, technically we were there, earlier.
Okay. I'm going to call a state social worker. Just hang on.
You guys keep saying these things. I don't think these are real jobs.
Derek, the gun is almost too hot to hold now.
See if we can get it to go. I'm just going to try to keep like holding on and see if I can do it until it like.
Okay. I'm going to need a roll plus tough. This isn't really.
I was going to say, can I help too? Yeah. I would love to help.
You want to help out? Yeah. You can help out. Roll plus cool. So we'll resolve that first.
Didn't work. Bad roll.
Okay. What did you roll?
I got a 3 plus my cool is 1, so I got 4.
Okay, well, mark down the experience for next year.
Yep.
When we ape, I don't know, like It's a Wonderful Life or something. Derek Von Eriken sees what the world would be like if he never came up with this.
Why is it so much better? It's so weird. Everyone should be miserable, right?
Okay, so this is you said it was what was it?
Plus tough. You are trying to fight the super weapon. You're trying to blow up the Death Star.
Yeah, 7.
7 plus. Okay. So you are gonna inflict harm, but it's gonna inflict harm on you. The gun gets too hot. You can't hold it. You take 1 harm.
Oh.
And you drop it, but it is hot enough that it starts kind of smoking the base of this tree.
Excellent.
Heck yeah.
Can I try to like I feel like it'd be too I don't want to overuse the magic, although the side effects cause more problems.
But they're fun.
Yeah. Can I try to does the inflict harm effect also imply that I could like set something on fire?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to try to accelerate the flames or something like that.
Sure.
With the eyes going black and all sorts of stuff. Whoo, snake eyes.
Oh my God.
Okay.
We got to roll better.
So the magic is going to fail, but it is also going to draw immediate unwelcome attention as State social workers have arrived. Oh. Hey, is everyone here doing okay? Let us know if we could talk through what kind of issues you're going through. It seems like you might be having a stressful episode here around the holidays.
We're trying to save our Mars. Planet from you.
Sure. Hey, you know what? Why don't you come with us? We'll get you some hot cocoa, a little bit of pizza, and we'll just kind of talk about it in a more calm place.
I hate how good that sounds. I want to do that. But this is the fate of our planet at stake. Get back. And I start whipping my whip, not actually hitting anyone, but just as a warning.
So that's, I think, going to be a manipulate. You're trying to kind of affect their feelings.
Yeah,
so let's
not?
See.
I have zero charm, so it's whatever the dice say. Ooh, a 6 and a 1. That's a 7.
A 7. Okay, they back up. Whoa. Hey, all right, buddy. All right. Now, we didn't want to have to do this, but if you don't calm down, we're going to have to call the fire department. And as they say that, base of the tree sparks up. You can see fire is forming at the bottom.
Yes! Your planet will rue the day that you messed with the two greatest archaeologists on Mars.
Yeah, we came in here and we were previously dry before we came down here, and we were a little wet and we stole something from a kid, like a little bandit, like a little damp robber, you could say. That's us, the damp robbers.
Okay, they're going to try and grab you. How are we going to, are y'all going to try and run? Are you going to try and fight?
Are we, am I pretty sure that that this tree is done for? Like if we do run, like, are we like, we feel like we accomplished this mission?
You would probably feel like you succeeded.
All right, cool. Then I am. Yeah. I'm for sure running. Yeah. Like,
running.
I'm out of here. I'm like waving the whip around my head, like a helicopter almost, just sure. to like make myself big, okay. basically.
Let's act under pressure, everybody. Yep.
Not good.
Mm-mm. That's a 2.
I got a 4.
2 and a 4. Mark your experience. You both get huddled by the state social workers and take one harm as you are further away from your goal, which is really the stakes of this.
Yeah.
And you're sort of cajoled. You're spinning it around, but one of them just kind of like catches between the lights. Hey, it's dangerous. Okay. This is glass. Why don't we think about what we're doing before we do it? All right.
All right. You have a good point. And I like how you can diffuse the situation.
And Derek, another one approaches you. Hey, magic. That's pretty rad. You seem like you're like a pretty smart guy. All right. And
I am a pretty smart guy.
I want to hear more about your ideas. So why don't we just kind of sit down and you can tell me about a bunch of stuff, but let's maybe do it somewhere else. As they kind of like try and like lower your hands down to stop you from magicking a little bit more.
Okay. All right.
We're going to go back to y'all. What do we want to do? Do we want to act under pressure? Do we want to kick some ass? Do we want to read a bad situation? Try to find a way out.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try to find a way out.
Okay. Roll plus sharp, please.
Ah, this is a good number. This is 10. My first 10. Full success at the game.
That is a full success. What's the best way out? The fire department is pulling up and everyone's kind of getting out of the way, clearing out of the way. You realize that when people hear a fire truck, they look at the fire truck because everybody loves a fucking firefighter. Like, they stop fires. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Fires are bad, especially in the bubble city of Atlanta, because that smoke doesn't have a lot of places to go.
That is true.
So everyone's kind of turned around and you could probably book it if you just straight up ran the other way.
Yeah.
Okay. I first grab somebody's holding a Coke with peanuts in it. I'm going to grab that and then run.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand that reference.
It's a thing in Atlanta. Coke with peanuts in it. Yeah.
Well, hell yeah. You get that and you see T.I. You wave high. Atlanta things I know. It's a hot city. That's why you landed there.
Gotcha.
Dave, I would say with Derek's read there, you're able to kind of get out too.
Oh yeah.
But you might have to struggle if you want to keep that whip.
Okay. I'm trying to think. I hate the fact that I would lose another cool thing, but
you could try and kick some ass to keep it. You just might take some harm.
I
think you have to roll with disadvantage because you're injured.
That
you're
is wounded. True. I think I'm gonna leave it. I've suffered loss. I know what it's like. I've internalized it. we're out of here.
You let it go and start following signs for the Lynch Twin Peaks.
All right.
Which is the correct name for it. Captain Alice got it wrong with the Herzog.
I was wondering. Yeah.
I see.
Which is an understandable mistake that anyone could make.
Very understandable. Yeah. And it wouldn't be, we won't hold it against.
It wouldn't be something embarrassing.
No.
Especially if someone like constructed an entire narrative that was based off of people fumbling director names.
Yeah.
Getting two directors confused. And they did an entire narrative arc where the crux of it was that those two directors were named poorly. That if they started in the first 5 minutes of this narrative.
I very much remember it being called Lynch Twin Peaks from my recollection.
Lynch Twin Peaks. It's not the Herzog Twin Peaks.
All right.
You make your way to the tube that would sort of whisk you up. Is there anything you... Are you all just heading up the tube or are you...
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Do we see... Is the tree fully going at this point?
Yeah, you can see smoke rising.
Heck yeah.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, I'm just gonna like, as we go up the tube, just give my buddy Derek a nice big old high five.
Yes.
Yeah.
Another success once again.
Another success.
Boom. It's fun. I gotta be real. It's fun to just kind of float through the air flying. It is hard to breathe. It's a little hard to breathe as the air is sort of rushing up into your face. It's like trying to breathe with a leaf blower being pointed at your mouth.
Yeah.
But eventually you just sort of pop out and you're on the other peak. You can see the ship is not running, but you can see Alice outside working on it.
Perfect. So it's not running. Would we not be able to escape sort of a running? Like, would we not be able to fly?
You want to head over?
Yep. Yes. I want to head over. Yeah.
Over. It's precarious terrain. It's very, very cold water. You're kind of having to like kind of swim through occasionally, but you make it over. Oh, hello, and you're back. How with the ship? And so it's very together and being put. We can go now?
Perfect.
Perfect. Yes.
Never doubted you for a second.
How and we can go now? Sorry. Phrasing not and so and how is my best suit, but was question. How and can we go now? End question.
Go.
Oh, I see. So we can't go is the question? Or do you want, are you asking us if we want to go? We want to go if that's the question.
Most assuredly.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. Let's go.
I wish to go
most
now.
Sorry. And most assuredly in and a response to and or am I asking?
This, I feel like we got some kinks to work out with this one. Still.
I cannot talk about your kinks. I have not been programmed.
That was the most coherent sentence you said yet. That's impressive.
Is there like a button I can push that says go?
She's hallucinating.
Oh. And to make and fix and repair when how on working with the ship.
This is getting worse by the second.
Okay. Then you get on the ship and she presses a button and you start like kind of flying off. Homeward and to Mars now?
Homeward and to Mars now, yes.
Another... year, another great adventure.
Another question mark at the end of the title.
You fly on back to Mars and you are greeted as heroes. General Michael Ivan Cochran is there to meet you at the landing base. Hello, you two. I assume the mission went well.
We destroyed the weapon and we even brought back, we destroyed two of their weapons.
That's technically true.
They had multiple super death weapons that were going to attack Mars.
We used one to destroy the other.
Yeah. So Captain Alice told my AI, Captain Ellis, who then told me what happened and I couldn't figure out a lick.
Yeah. So we didn't, they do have like a big hero that they all look up to that we didn't actually get to fight or defeat. So this could be a problem.
Like a figurehead?
So this could be a problem later, but for right now, the day is saved yet again.
Well, I can't wait for y'all to write a book about it. And then I already can use happened. It as justification.
I did it on the way back.
Oh, perfect. We'll get it published right away. And then I'll just have to go to talk to the Congress of Mars to get a bunch more money to protect us from those aliens.
Beautiful. You are doing us a service.
Everything's going great for Mars.
Mars is doing good. And how about we fill you in on the details over a nice hot cup of space cocoa?
All right. The cocoa is poured. Several acres of Martian land are devastated to never be used again. And you have receipts that prove it. So
excellent.
Overall, a mission success for another It's Probably Not Aliens Christmas.
Yay! Nice. This was fun.
Yes, thank you, Phil.
Of course. Thank you for being wonderful players and having me.
It took me a little bit too long to understand the Home Alone stuff. it wasn't until Tristan mentioned, he was like, oh, I know why we're wet now. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, this is my one shot plan is to just put in as many little references as I can.
I love it. Is very good. This was very fun.
Yes.
Phil, where can people find more of your stuff on the internet?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find my videos where I do Elden Ring stuff on Tulak and Mango is the name of the channel. You can follow me on Twitch, where I'm streaming several times a week. Is there a schedule? God, no. But maybe there will be soon.
Just have it loaded up in a tab.
But yeah, just follow me and then it'll happen. I'll be there and then we can hang out. And it's fun. And I am stuck in Captain Alice voice now. And I just So support. And if you did, Ed, then thanks.
So good.
So good. Yeah.
Very fun character.
What about both of you? I mean, obviously people are listening to It's Probably Not Aliens, the number one aliens podcast ever made.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, that's the other Ancient Aliens Response podcast that hasn't had an episode since this show started. So
yeah, we're beating them. You can find my stuff at NerdSync, NERDSYNC. That's where I make YouTube videos about just a bunch of nerdy shit. Go follow me over there. Tristan, you.
I make YouTube videos. Also, it's called Step Back. And I'm turning into Ellis, apparently. I run a YouTube channel called Step Back, where I talk about current events and how history is a good way of understanding them and maybe fixing problems. Who knows? Maybe.
Yep. Is it Captain? Is it Alice or Ellis? I was curious.
It's Alice.
With an A.
Because Alice has A and L next to it, which looks like AI.
That's what I was thinking.
I love that it shifted to Alice and Ellis because I feel like that fits the Uncanny Valley AI theme.
Yeah, we don't know which one it is.
We're not sure if this is Alice or Ellis or...
Who knows at this point? Well, thank you so much. And thank you to everyone for listening to this very special episode. And I hope you have a great, wonderful winter holiday, whatever winter holiday you celebrate, if any at all. Or maybe you don't celebrate anything.
Recording this episode on the first day of Hanukkah, so...
Yeah, maybe you don't celebrate anything and you just want to have a good December. That's good, maybe too.
You just need to fold laundry and play something so that you fix laundry fair, and we're for that too.
That's right.
Sometimes what's it called, this is the darkest time of the year, so I hope that you found something to keep you company as we ride through it together,
at least in this
unless
hemisphere.
You're in Australia, yep, and then it's summertime and enjoy the hot sun.
That's right. All right, bye everybody.
Bye.
Yeah, truth is out there probably.
Sorry.
That's it.
That's it.
You did it.
Good enough. This is so fun. I like this game.